Grammy Award winner Rodney Crowell has produced albums or written songs for Emmylou Harris, Bob Seger, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and many others. And he's made his own albums, the latest called The Houston Kid.
The rain came down in endless sheets of thunder. Lightning bolts split pine trees down to the roots. In the shadow of the Astrodome, with a hurricane coming on strong, we used to hit the streets and go swimming in our birthday suits.
This record is sort of a autobiography of the environment that I grew up in.
That environment was Houston, Texas during the 1950s and 60s. And Crowell grew up in a rough working-class neighborhood.
Actually, my mother and father, they were son and daughter of sharecrop farmers from western Kentucky, western Tennessee, seventh grade education. And they, after the Depression, they went to Houston. And in Houston, Texas, the indomitable spirit of Texans, they had dug a 50-mile ship channel from Galveston Bay to nearly downtown Houston. And that ship channel was sort of the same in a way as the automobile assembly lines in Detroit. People from the rural parts of the country could go and get menial work, and that's how my parents landed there in the mid-40s.
Family life had its dark side, but there was joy on the weekends when Crowell's father, J.W., played the local dance halls.
He just had these great old swing country bands that played for people to dance, put a cigar box in front of the bandstand, and people paid a dollar a song for requests.
Where'd he get his drummer?
He got me. He had a perfectly fine drummer who he had an argument with. So one day on a Tuesday, my father came in with a cheap pawn shop set of drums and said, here's this, you put your foot here and you kick that and you play this, and this is the hi-hat. And Friday night I was playing in a honky-tonk.
And you were how old?
I was 11. That was my introduction.
Got quite an education.
I got a great education. And my father, when I was 11, 12 years old, he would say, you just watch me. He said, I know how to keep a dance floor full.
Sawdust spread out on the dance hall floor. Jukebox ripping at an all-out roar. Barmaid smiling at a 10-cent tip. Living is a trip on telephone road.
Crowell's father was one early musical influence. Another was later to become his father-in-law.
One morning in 1956, before daylight, my father used to borrow this 49 Ford. Was sitting in the back seat with my chin resting on the back, on the front seat. And my father was driving. My grandfather was riding co-pilot. And, the headlights were, we were off in the piney woods of East Texas going to some favorite fishing hole. I don't recall the music coming from, those great old 49 Ford dashboard radios, big metal bottom end booming radios. It sounded great. Suddenly, I Walk the Line started coming on the radio. You hear them trickerton, 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 and I was spellbound. It was as if that song just reached out of the radio and grabbed my collar and said, come here, you. I never forgot the vividness of that experience of hearing that song the first time.
Years after Crowell had married and divorced Cash's daughter, Roseanne, he revisited that song.
So as I became a student of writing, I said, I got to write a song about it. So one day I finally wrote the verses, and I had this melody for a chorus, and then it occurred to me the original lyrics would work in the chorus, this melody I had. And I called Johnny Cash up, and I said, all I need for you to do is come to the studio and sing the chorus. So he said, okay, I'll be there, I'll come, And this is, I had not been married to his daughter for a good while, but we were still good friends. So he showed up at the studio, and I sat down and started teaching him this melody to the words he had been singing 40 years plus. And I started, notice his eyes narrowed. He's kind of got wide eyes anyway, big eyes, and they sort of narrowed and kind of got laser beamed in on me and said, he said, son, you got a lot of nerve change in my melody. I couldn't tell if he was really mad at me for changing his melody or if he was flattered that I had sort of written this tribute to him.
Can't pull out the window, it was in the summertime. First time I heard Johnny Cash sing I Walk the Line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I thought I had the record finished, but I had this nagging feeling that I didn't have it all. One Friday night, I went to bed and I had this dream. And where my parents, who are not living, came to me and they said very clearly to me in this dream, they said, you know, we like this record that you're making and we really approve of it, but we don't think you're telling the whole story. And I rolled out of bed the next morning and I picked up this little guitar and I wrote the song in like under a half hour. And on Monday night, I went in the studio and recorded it. And I think with that introduction, probably I should play it.
Oh, please.
Out here on my own, and it's hard to know where I belong. It comes as no surprise, it happens to us all. Just like the sun will rise, night will fall. But I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. That's all I know.
Singer, songwriter, and record producer Rodney Crowell. His new album is called The Houston Kid.
I had a dream last night. I saw my mom and dad. They were happy now, and I was glad. Had a brand new house that they'd just moved in, and when I awoke they were gone again. But I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. I know love is all I need. That's all I need.